Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, as Batman, Robin, and Mayor Perry White are trapped in a cabin on his gambling ship, into which he has thrown tear gas bombs, Joe Solitaire gloats with his henchmen outside the door.
Listen to them coughing. They won't be able to take much more of that tear gas.
You said it, boss. They'll come busting out of that door any minute now.
And they do. You boys know what to do, don't you?
I'd say we do.
Good. So Perry White was going to ruin my punchboard racket, was he? And Batman and Robin were going to help him. Well, now they'll know that nobody can cross Joe Solitaire and live.
Say, just look at your Pep photo of Adolf Kiefer, the backstroke swimming champion. Notice he's just coming out of the pool. And you can practically count the drops of water on him.
Lifelike? You bet. Just like all the photos in that great Pep series of 24 famous movie and sports stars. That's right. You get a candid camera-sized photo as a prize. One inside every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Correct. Among others in this series, there's Hedy Lamarr of United Artists Movies and Dana Andrews, the Sam Goldwyn star.
And you can keep your photos safe and sound in a Pep photo album, too. For instructions on how to get this slick album, just look on the side of your Pep packet.
Right. And every morning, dig into a bowl of Pep, those catchy flakes of whole wheat that taste so delicious, your spoon will go up and down like a runaway steam shovel.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman. When Editor Perry White, newly elected mayor of Metropolis, set out to rid the city of a vicious punchboard racket by which school children were fleeced of their money, he was marked for death by Joe Solitaire, the punchboard king. Solitaire trapped White on his gambling ship, which was anchored 3 miles out at sea, and perfected a scheme to make White's death appear to be accidental drowning. White managed to phone Clark Kent, who is Superman, and Solitaire's ship-to-shore telephone. But the Man of Steel, who had been struck by a deadly atomic ray, found himself temporarily robbed of his strength. Superman's famous friends, Batman and Robin, sped to the gambling ship in their Batboat. But after knocking out several of Solitaire's henchmen, they were trapped in a cabin with White. Solitaire dropped tear gas bombs into the cabin through a small panel in the ceiling. And now, fighting desperately against the overpowering fumes, our friends realize their end is near.
There, I need air. Open the door.
If I do, we're finished, Mr. White.
But I...
Robin is right. Solitaire and his guerrillas are waiting in the corridors with guns.
Batman, what'll we do?
I don't know, Robin. This looks like curtains.
Oh, if only Superman were here.
Meanwhile, in the apartment he occupies as Clark Kent, Superman, weakened from a deadly atomic ray, feels his great strength slowly returning.
Oh, my strength is coming back. Maybe I can... Oh, no, I can't fly yet. And I'm sure Batman and Robin and Perry White are in trouble. I must do something to help them, I must. Oh, but what can I do while I feel like this?
Guys, White and Batman and Robin sure can take it, boss. The tear gas hasn't driven them out of the cabin yet.
I don't understand it, Muscles. They don't seem to be coughing so much either now.
Hey, do you think maybe that stuff knocked them out?
No, I can still hear them moving around. Get ready, boys. You'll have to open the door in a minute.
It's better. There, I feel more like myself again. Now I think I can fly. Up with this window. Now, if only I'm not too late. Out to that gambling ship. Up! Up! And away!
Batman. Batman, no.
Mr. White's almost out, Batman. And I...
All right, chum. Better open the door before we pass out. Gotta put up some kind of fight.
We won't have much chance.
Maybe not. We'll get out fighting anyhow.
Okay, Pappy. I'll settle for one socket, solitaire.
Here we go.
Here they come, boys. Get him, Harry.
Batman, look.
Let who have it, eh?
Superman. Thanks,
well,
heaven.
Looks like I got here just in time.
Glory, hallelujah. Oh, let's get the hand, Robert. Come on.
Let's go. Well, looks as if the party is over, fellows. Say, which one of these sleeping beauties is Joe Solitaire? I want to take him back to Metropolis with me.
I'm Solitaire.
Oh.
You haven't a thing on me.
What?
Well, listen to him, Batman.
Very funny.
As a matter of fact, you all owe me a debt of gratitude.
We owe you.
Are you kidding?
Not at all.
Quite a comedian, aren't you, Solitaire?
I don't understand, Superman. I saved Mr. White's life this evening.
Saved his life?
If I'd wanted to kill Mr. White, would I have rescued him and brought him back to my ship and revived him?
You rescued him?
Certainly. How do you suppose he got aboard this boat?
Well, I
intended to send him back to Metropolis in the morning when he was entirely recovered.
Why, of all...
I suppose you wanted to rescue Robin and me when you tried to fill us full of lead.
I didn't know who you were. Was my impression that you two had sneaked aboard to rob me.
What?
I carry a great deal of money on this ship, you know.
Oh, Solitaire, you slay me.
Me too. Listen, Superman.
We wasted enough time listening, Batman. Bring your batboat alongside and we'll take Mr. Solitaire and his gang to the district attorney's office. We'll see how far he gets with his fairy tales there. Come on.
Clark Kent and Perry White. Here the district attorneys say that Joe Solitaire, vicious racketeer and murderer, must be turned loose to continue preying on the school children of Metropolis.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. There's nothing I'd like better than to throw the book at Joe Solitaire, but unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about it.
What?
What kind of talk is that from a district attorney? Didn't you hear me say he was going to murder me?
Yes, and I believe you, Mr. White, despite the fact that Solitaire claims he saved your life.
He's lying.
Granted, but the fact is that since he lives on and operates from his boat 3 miles offshore, takes him out of my jurisdiction. I can't touch him.
Now, that's great. That's just great.
Well, certainly he must be subject to someone's jurisdiction.
Yes, the federal district attorney.
Then let's turn Solitaire over to him.
Very well. Before we do that, have you any other evidence against him?
Well, yes. We know that Muscles, Solitaire's gunman, assaulted a candy store proprietor named Pop Klein the other night when Klein refused to put their crooked punch boards in his store. Klein described Muscles. And if he identifies him now, we'll have Muscles and Solitaire just where we want them, won't we?
Why, of course. And we'll do it right now. Get Klein.
I'm sorry, but that's impossible.
What?
As Pop Klein is unconscious and is not expected to recover.
What?
Yes.
So that case against Solitaire has blown up in our faces, too. As it stands now, I have no other choice but to release Joe Solitaire.
We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
You know, maybe your crowd doesn't agree on everything all the time, but we'll bet they'll all say the game of PhotoSwap packs more excitement than any other collector's game.
Right. PhotoSwap's played with those keen photos you get as a prize won inside every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Yes, sir. Pep gives you candid camera-sized, glossy photos of outstanding movie and sports stars like Joan Bennett of United Artists and George McAfee, star halfback of the Chicago Bears.
Correct. And the game of PhotoSwap helps you complete your collection of all 24 stars because PhotoSwap's played with your duplicate photos.
What's more, every game of PhotoSwap is excitement plus because you swap blind. You don't know which photos you'll get till each game's over.
Now, here's the lowdown. To play photo swap, always carry with you at least two or more duplicate photos you want to swap. Then, when you meet a collector pal, you both pull out your duplicates and hold them face down in your hands. Okay, here's what you say. Hey, photo swap?
Yup.
Then swap two off the top. Now, you exchange, sight unseen, the two top photos in your hands. And there you are with two other photos. That's photo swap.
Right. It's played with prize photos from packages of Pep, those delicious flakes of whole wheat. A bowl of Pep at breakfast is a bowl of mighty exciting eating. So grab your spoon tight and dig in.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
The district attorney has just told Clark Kent and Mayor Perry White that for lack of evidence against the racketeer, he would be forced to release Joe Solitaire. But Perry White, fighting mayor of Metropolis, refuses to accept that.
Just a minute, Mr. D.A. You're forgetting that Solitaire's punch boards are crooked.
Right. And even more important, with such devices, he's developing bad habits among school children in this city, gambling habits that can and often do lead to crimes of juvenile delinquency.
I'm fully aware of all that, Jack.
Well...
But before we can put Solitaire behind bars, we must first prove his punch boards are crooked.
Well, that's right,
and to do that, we must find and collect them as evidence. You know they're not on display. It's all under the counter operation.
Well, we'll find them all right, and we'll prove they're crooked. If Inspector Henderson has to turn every uniformed man on his force loose to do it.
I'll do that, and I promise we'll put him away.
Consider it done. Come on, Kent. Let's get to work.
Black 8 on red 9. Club deuce on club ace. Looks as if I'm going to win this game, Muscles.
So what? Here we are in the jug, and you're still playing that dopey solitaire game.
Why not? There's nothing else to do and nothing to worry about. Everything's working out perfectly.
Poor Superman must have slapped your brains out on our boat.
No, Muscles, you just don't understand. Huh? You see, I expected something like this, and I made preparations. I tell you, there's nothing to worry about. Nothing at all.
His eyes wide with disbelief, the burly Muscles stares at the dapper pop-eyed racketeer, who smiles confidently as he resumes his game of solitaire.
Blackjack on red queen, red 5 on black 6. Yes, this game is in the bag, Muscles. I can't lose now.
Solitaire has already evaded a murder charge. And now, despite all indications to the contrary, he says that his punchboard racket will flourish greater than ever before. What can he mean? There are thrills, excitement, and a startling surprise in tomorrow's chapter of Pennies for Plunder. So be sure to listen, fellows and girls. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for more of The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Will you have another candy?
Another? I haven't seen any.
I mean, will somebody at your house fix you another different, wonderful kind of candy, Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Well, you're giving me ideas.
Just mention to someone that here's a candy so quick and easy to make, it's a pleasure. Tell them to mix those delicious bubbles of toasted rice, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, with marshmallows and such. Out comes a treat that's terrific.
Well, when do we eat?
Today, after you show somebody the simple recipe for Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. It's right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.